Texte numéro 13. Bijah Devi, farm manager. Bijah Devi saves seeds for future generations. She already has in her bank 1,342 types of cereals, fruits, and vegetables, though she has no idea of their scientific names. She has worked as a farmer since the age of 7, never went to school, and has never heard the words wheat or turnip. Yet she now heads a worldwide movement of women trying to rescue and conserve crops and plants that are being pushed to extinction in the rush to modernize farming. And in so doing, she's helping rejuvenate Indian culture. Apart from collecting and storing seeds from all over the country, Devi is teaching farmers, distributing seeds, and experimenting with them. It's called the Navdanya, Nine Seeds Movement, because it was inspired by a southern Indian custom of planting nine seeds in a pot on the first day of the year. Women would take the pots to the river 9 days later to compare and exchange seeds so that each family could plant the best seeds, thus optimizing food supplies. Today, Devi has farmers queuing up for seeds at her project's base, a 40-acre farm in the foothills of the Himalayas. When she started 14 years ago with ecologist Vandana Shiva, she had to plead with the farmers to accept that ecological security was of fundamental importance and that there were advantages to sowing older, indigenous seeds rather than the newer, high-yielding, hybrid or GM seeds. These give larger crops but require considerable input of pesticides and fertilizers and more water. Women are responsible for sowing, harvesting, and storing food, while it is up to the men to prepare the soil. There was no tangible benefit for them in using our seeds, Devi says, but over time they realized how the soil was retaining its fertility, how the crop was free from diseases and pests. Now they come to us on their own. She now has 380 varieties of rice seeds alone. There are something like 200,000 people benefiting from 34 similar community seed banks set up in 13 states across the country. The banks are seen as an insurance against changing conditions such as climate, new pests, or consumer demand. People who receive the seeds pay nothing for them, and in return, pledge to continue to save and share them. Indiscriminate use of chemicals has harmed the soil to an enormous extent, Devi says, but we can still restore fertility and conserve water if we act now. Collecting seeds from a large and diverse country such as India is no easy task. I depend on the traditional knowledge of the farmers and go to different corners in the region in search of new varieties, Devi says. Today, traditional knowledge is almost lost in the euphoria over new varieties. Adapted from The Guardian Weekend, January 2008.